Hi, friends, and welcome to Little Legends, the podcast where we meet real people who change the world by being curious, brave, and just a little bit bold. Here's something to think about. What do you do when something feels impossible to solve? Do you give up, or do you keep trying one small step at a time? Keep that in mind as you listen to today's episode, because today's story is about puzzles, about patience, and about a man who created one of the most famous toys of all time. A toy that twists, a toy that clicks, a toy that makes your brain say, This is Little Legends, and this is the story of Erno Rubik. Have you ever held a Rubik's Cube? You twist it once, twice, and suddenly, the colors are all mixed up. What if I told you this puzzle was never meant to be a toy at all? What if it was made by a teacher to help students learn how to think? Let's go back in time and meet the kid who loved puzzles before they were cool. Erno Rubik was born in Budapest, Hungary during World War II. His mother was a poet and his father designed airplanes and started a company to build gliders. He grew up in a friendly family that loved making things and solving problems. As a kid, Erno was quiet, thoughtful, and very curious. He loved building things with his hands. Wood, paper, shapes, and blocks.
How do things fit together?
He enjoyed math, drawing, and playing with different gadgets. Playing with puzzles and models helped him understand how gears, springs, and moving parts work. While other kids raced around, Erno was happy sitting quietly, thinking deeply. When Erno grew up, he studied sculpture and architecture and became a professor. He loved solving puzzles and inventing new things. His workshop was filled with all kinds of interesting gadgets and brain teasers. He wanted to help students understand 3D shapes, objects with sides and corners. But it was hard. Books weren't enough. Pictures didn't move. He felt stuck. He wanted to help others learn, but didn't know how yet. This was his big challenge, turning an idea in his mind into something real. One day, Erno had a brave idea. What if he made a block that twists, a puzzle that could move but still stay together? He built a cube made of smaller cubes, 26 cubes in total. He made his first cube by hand, cutting the wood, making the holes, and using elastic bands and paper clips to hold it all together. He marked each side of the big cube with small pieces of different colored paper and started twisting. The puzzle was made up of 6 faces, each with 9 different colorful squares. It could twist and turn in so many ways that it became a real challenge to solve. He tried to solve it. When he finally did, a month later, he realized something amazing. This is the heart of Erno Rubik's story. When he solves the cube for the first time, he feels joy, not because it's done, but because it teaches patience, problem solving, and thinking step by step. He realized this puzzle could help people all over the world. It wasn't just a toy, it was a brain teaser that could twist and turn in all sorts of ways. In 1974, Erno named his creation the Magic Cube. He showed it to his students and friends, and they were amazed by the puzzle's clever design. Erno was thrilled by how the cube made people think and problem solve in new ways. Soon, the cube was shared beyond his classroom. To protect his idea and design from being copied by other companies, he filed a patent, and it took 3 years to get the patent finalized in Hungary. In the meantime, people weren't buying very many cubes, until a Hungarian businessman saw the cube. While he was having a coffee, he saw a waiter playing with the toy. The next day, the businessman went to the toy company selling the cube and asked if they could work together to sell them worldwide. Things really took off after the Nuremberg Toy Fair in Germany. There was a British company that wanted to order 1 million cubes. In 1980, it was renamed the Rubik's Cube, and it quickly became a sensation. People everywhere were fascinated by the colorful puzzle and tried to solve it as fast as they could. Kids twisted it, grown-ups twisted it, the whole world started clicking and turning. It wasn't long before the Rubik's Cube became one of the best-selling toys of all time. Rubik's Cube became a symbol of creativity and intelligence. People from all over the world held competitions to see who could solve the cube in the shortest amount of time. The fastest solvers, known as speed cubers, could solve the cube in less than 10 seconds. People came up with special techniques and algorithms to solve it more quickly. Some say there were more than 50 books written about how to solve the puzzle. Experts are able to solve the puzzle in only 24 to 28 moves. There are so many different types of the cube now. There's the 2x2, also known as the pocket cube, which is smaller and has fewer pieces. Then there's the larger 4x4, called the Rubik's Revenge, and even the 5x5, called the Professor's Cube. Some cubes have unique shapes too, like the Pyraminx, which is shaped like a pyramid, and Megaminx, which has 12 cubes per side. It's not only a fun toy. Schools use it in their lessons to teach students how to look at problems and find solutions. The cube teaches math and logic in a fun way, while also inspiring creativity. The Rubik's Cube matters because it shows us learning can be fun, mistakes are part of solving problems, and thinking slowly and patiently leads to success. The cube isn't about being fast, it's about not giving up. Millions of people have learned to solve puzzles because of Erno Rubik. He believed that great designs can change the way we think and solve problems. It was his curious mind and patience that helped him become an inventor and to work on his different ideas. Many people admire him for his creativity in both architecture and puzzles, and he still continues to share his love for designing. Erno Rubik was a teacher with heart and imagination. He showed curiosity, he loved understanding how things work, patience, he took his time solving problems, creativity, he turned learning into a fun challenge, persistence, he didn't give up when it was hard, love of learning, he wanted to help others understand. Those are traits you can practice too. As we wrap up, here are some fun facts about the Rubik's Cube. They say 1/8 of the world's population has put their hands on the cube, the most popular puzzle in history. The Rubik's Cube has over 43 quintillion possible combinations. That's a huge number. Some people can solve it in under 5 seconds. More than 350 million Rubik's Cubes have been sold, making it one of the best-selling toys of all time. Erno Rubik became the first self-made millionaire from the communist countries in Europe thanks to the cube's success. So before we go, let's see if you remember some cool things about Erno Rubik.
What country was Erno from? Why did Erno create the Rubik's Cube? What was it originally made out of?
Remember the question from the beginning? What do you do when something feels impossible to solve? Erno Rubik reminds us that big ideas can start small, learning takes patience, and puzzles help our brains grow stronger. He didn't give up, even when his own puzzle took him a whole month to solve. He kept trying, step by step, and his idea ended up twisting the whole world. So next time something feels tricky, what will you do? Before you go, don't forget to keep the adventure going. Head over to littlelegendspodcast.com, where you'll find a collection of complimentary tools designed to bring each episode to life, including fun word searches, engaging activity guides, helpful teacher resources, and even a full homeschool guide. Whether you're learning at home, in the classroom, or just looking for a little extra fun, there's something there for every young legend. Check it out at littlelegendspodcast.com and keep exploring.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Little Legends. We hope you enjoyed learning about this historical figure and their incredible stories. Remember, history is full of inspiring people who change the world in big and small ways. Until next time, keep exploring, asking questions, and imagining what you might do in the future. Stay curious, and we'll see you on the next adventure.